Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We have talked a couple of times in the last few weeks about the situation in Charleville, where there have been a number of tragic road accidents, fatal road accidents in the last number of weeks, and the need for something to be done about the state of traffic in Charleville. Evelyn O'Keefe is from the Charleville Community Forum. In fact, she chairs the Charleville Community Forum. You have a public meeting. Is it Wednesday, Evelyn? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ, and thanks for having us on.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually 7:30 Wednesday evening at the Charleville Park Hotel, and it's open to the public, so anybody can come. So whether you're from, you know, the outer towns that come and shop here, or because you live here, or you have children going to school here, we really encourage people to turn up, because we're hoping to kind of give the community back a voice, because we feel like we're screaming into the abyss. Nobody's listening.
In the wake of the tragic accidents in recent weeks, the push for a proper bypass or proper ring road has been amped up big time.
Yeah, definitely. We can't wait any longer for this M20. We've the recent announcement with there in the new year was that it was being pushed to 2030 and beyond. You know, .. And now recently now it's going under the project 2040. So again, is that just another way of pushing it out again, you know? And I suppose it doesn't go along with the green agenda about, you know, big, you know, infrastructure projects. So it, realistically, it might never happen. And I think that's what we need to, you know, start talking about here on the ground, that, you know, while we're waiting for this, and we've been waiting 17 years now, there's been little or no infrastructure investment in Charleville, because every time people, you know, requested something to be done, it's, oh, the road is coming, you'll get it when you get the road. So for the last 17 years, we've literally have nothing. You know, we've no infrastructure being put into the town, and that's what we can see at the moment because of that. And because you see, we've the likes of Cork Port that has increased capacity there. And you're talking about 10.6 million cargo tonnage coming into Cork Port. And that's a volume container of 280,000 containers are coming into Cork Port. And how we know we don't get them all coming up into Charleville, we do get quite a percentage of them, and we, within the last 12 months, we've seen a dramatic increase in HGVs coming through the town. It's just phenomenal. You could just stand in the town and there are literally rows of HGVs coming through, like, and they don't want to be in the town.
No.
You know, we're not blaming them at all.
No,
and we actually have a representative from the Irish Transport Association, Brendan Ryan. He's actually coming down, and he's going to, you know, give us the stands on the road haulage and how they feel about Charleville and how it's affecting them and their drivers, because like their drivers are literally petrified now coming through the town. So you know, the meeting is really to get people that we all know where everyone's coming from, and kind of get back to the council again and kind of hold them to account. What are they doing? Because they've literally done absolutely nothing. Yeah. Report after report, drawing after drawing, and absolutely nothing on the ground being done.
We're a year out, Evelyn, from local elections. This is going to be a very hot election topic in that area.
Yeah, it should be. And like, the thing is about it, it has been an election issue for years and years. And, like, we've no excuse here in Charleville. We actually have 3 government TDs in our area, and we have 4 county councils, which government, are, you know, are part of government parties that are in government. So there's no excuse why we haven't been getting the infrastructure here and why we haven't got a louder voice here in Charleville. And I think what we've realised in the last couple of weeks is that a lot of people have been going independently, you know, on their own to their county councillors and their TDs. And they've all been getting lovely letters for the last 17 years, you know, how they're going to write to this person and that person. And then when we actually took it then a month ago after the 7th date, we took on board and said, look, we'll find out who's responsible. And that's what we did. And we contacted the TI, and in black and white, and we have the letter, and we have published the letter, and we will show it on the night. The TAI are saying that the person responsible for the main street in Charleville is Cork County Council. Yeah. Full stop. You know, so they can't. And the motion that was passed the day we lost the 8th person in Cork County Council, the motion was to write to the TII so that they could, about implementing traffic calming measures in the town.
So the TII have told you, the Transport Infrastructure Ireland have told you it's the County Council's responsibility, and the County Council have now written to Transport Infrastructure Ireland about something that's their own responsibility.
Exactly, and that's what's confusing everybody. So we need to get everybody in the room together, say this is the facts, this is black and white, so why hasn't it been done? And like the TI are saying that they wrote, they did a report, a safety analysis of the main street. They identified a high collision location in the main street in Charleville. It was forwarded to the Cork County Council in 2019 and absolutely nothing was done. They said they had no request for funding for Charleville Main Street from Cork County Council. Yeah.
Wow.
And we now have 12.9% of all deaths on the N20.
Wow.
Just in 600 metres of our main street, and absolutely nothing been done.
And you say 8 tragic deaths. Now, someone said to me in a call, just a private call from someone who travels through it quite frequently, just a friend, he said, don't mind the actual tragedies. He said, they're terrible in themselves. Ask about the near misses. Ask about the people who are getting frights every second day of the week.
Yeah, like even yesterday now with the high traffic coming through, yesterday we say because of the match there was huge volumes coming through, and I was trying to cross at a pedestrian crossing, and I was halfway across the pedestrian crossing and the car just drove right past me. You know, so you can't blame people. They are crossing at the pedestrian crossings. Yes, they are passing in the middle of the street as well, where they shouldn't be crossing. But at the end of the day, people have been crossing Charleville Street for 362 years. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that is changing is the quantity and volume of HGVs and traffic coming through Charleville is not suitable for a town centre. It is suitable for a motorway or a bypass. But it's not comparable with the town at the moment. It's just,
road between two major cities.
Yeah, and there's huge growth in both cities at the moment, especially with logistics. And like just a few days ago, another child got hit at a pedestrian crossing that had been out of action for over a year and a half. And lucky enough for him, he wasn't hit by HGV. It was a car. So, you know, he's okay as far as I know. And it didn't end up in a fatality. But those traffic lights were out of action for nearly a year and a half. Mm. And the following morning after he got hit, they were miraculously fixed. Everyone in the town, could they not have been fixed a year and a half ago?
There you go. So it's 7:30.
If they could be fixed the following morning?
7:30, yeah. Wednesday, at the Charleville Park Hotel, a public meeting to discuss the situation there. Evelyn, we'll talk again, I have no doubt. Very serious situation. It's 8 tragic deaths and countless other accidents and near misses over the years in Charleville. That's Evelyn O'Keefe, the chair of the Charleville Community Forum, who are organising the meeting on Wednesday.
Cork's 96 FM.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.